What are we doing today? What to do?
Students at Juno's Yakusuke Dakahiti Alternative High School are brushing up on their note-taking skills in a class called AVID. That stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. It's for students who want to go to college but need a little extra support to get there. Eric Rivera is an 18-year-old former dropout, now a senior at Yakus. He says he came back to school to get a high school diploma so he can go to college, where he plans to major in business or music.
I will go to college. A lot of people say I want to go to college or I plan to go to college. No, but I will go to college.
Even though he got his GED last year, Rivera's determination to graduate could pay dividends in the future. While most colleges and employers will accept a GED in place of a high school diploma, the National Center for Education Statistics reports that GED recipients attend post-secondary programs at lower rates than high school diploma earners. Once in those programs, completion rates are also lower for those with a GED. Rivera says he was never a bad student, but admits getting into too much trouble while growing up in both Juneau and San Antonio.
Getting into fights, partying, I was on probation. I would always get sent away out of town and go do programs and miss a lot of school and just not really have time to make it up.
Students like Rivera, who struggle at larger institutions, often find success at alternative high schools, but many challenges still exist. In 2008, the State Department of Education and Early Development started the Alternative Schools Healthy Students Initiative. It formed in response to the Centers for Disease Control's biennial Youth Risk Behavior Survey that has shown alternative school students are more likely to engage in risky behaviors like tobacco use, binge drinking, and sexual activity than their traditional school counterparts. Todd Brocious co-manages the initiative, which helps participating schools develop programs to address those behaviors.
A collection of them are addressing as a priority, for example, suicide and building structures of support and assessment, screening, outreach to local mental health providers. We have schools that are addressing substance use and abuse. We have a site addressing isolationism. So, you know, there's a broad spectrum of identified priorities.
Yakus is one of 13 schools statewide currently participating in the initiative. The Department of Education provides each school with an annual grant and helps setting up a specifically tailored program aimed at improving student health. Brocious says the schools all partner with local nonprofits, other government agencies, healthcare providers, and businesses. He says that's leading to better performance in classrooms.
Our sites are frequently reporting increased attendance, increased graduation rates, increases in the number of credits earned by students, an increase in the number of health courses being offered, increased services to homeless students. The list goes on and on. It's a really impressive work they're accomplishing.
The Juneau School District's CARES program also relies on community partners. CARES stands for Credit Achievement, Recovery, and Employability Skills. It's an after-school program where students who fail a class can go to recover those credits. Some students make up the coursework they failed to complete the first time around. Others need a different approach. For example, students who fail a science or math class can get credit by participating in one of the Juneau Economic Development Council's various STEM AK programs, which focus on science, technology, engineering, and math. Bob Veith is a STEM education specialist with JEDC.
We need to reach out to high school students, to all students, K-12, to show them that there are possibilities in terms of career options in those fields, to show them that those fields can be fun, and to help them feel a sense of accomplishment on their own part.
Former Juneau Douglas High School principal and CARES coordinator Bernie Sorensen says a lot of credit recovery programs emphasize computer-based makeup classes, but she thinks that defeats the purpose of getting students excited about school.
They need the kind of program that we offer that gets them involved in their community, in their self, presenting their work, sharing their work with community members, and then in the end going, I did that?
CARES works with all three Juneau high schools, as well as students who homeschool or attend classes at juvenile detention programs. Funded by a five-year federal grant, the program started in 2009 with 128 students, compared to more than 380 last year. Sorensen says the biggest growth has come from underclassmen working to make up lost credits before they become an insurmountable barrier to graduation.
Prevention on top of intervention.
Educators say various programs like these are leading to slow but steady progress in improving the graduation rate, and the numbers back them up. According to the State Department of Education, the graduation rate in Alaska has increased from 61.4% in 2005 to nearly 70% in 2012. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.